Welcome to Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater. I am Mr. Pick Me, even though I have already been picked. And here is my wonderful co-host, who is beautiful on the outside and inside, as we've all said together multiple times, Reagan.
Hey, friends. That's going to come off so weird because they don't know the conversation.
You have to post the pre-conversation now, or else that's going to look.
That's going to start rumors, Jessica.
It is going to be if you don't post the part where.
I'm not posting the full convo. What happened was this. Jesco was we were talking about how people thirst after Jesco. He was saying he's not like the handsome guy.
It doesn't make sense because I'm not like a thirst trappy, good looking, kind of like studly guy.
And she said
it's solely because of your personality.
No, I didn't. I said your niceness is the thirst trap.
Is the thirst trap because nothing else about me could possibly be a thirst trap. I think that's. You know, we're not going to post it. So, what's up?
You've put me in a verbal saw trap, and I don't like it.
Well, here we are.
I refuse to comment on your physical appearance. I will not do it.
I didn't want you to.
Yes, you did.
Play the tape. Play the tape.
You said, so it's not my physical appearance.
I didn't ask you to give me your 2 cents on my physical appearance.
I didn't know what happened. Oh my God. You're totally gaslighting me.
Reagan, what do you think about my... Jesco said
the takeaway from people hitting on him was he is not attractive enough or whatever enough to be talked about that way. And I said, that's the wrong takeaway.
This was not meant to be a recorded part of the conversation, right? So this was just our normal conversation ahead of time. So it's not like even like I was trying to like get, I was just talking to a friend about my feelings, and
I tried to be a good friend and say, hey, you shouldn't think negatively of yourself. The takeaway should not be that you're not attractive enough to be hit on. The takeaway should be that people should respect your boundaries and your relationship.
I think you're using a post-hoc fallacy to justify what your words were.
I said that exact thing.
Takeaway is I don't get why where this the thirst trappy comments are not. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's no logical reasoning behind like the comments are like really like blatantly like hitting on me.
I don't think the takeaway should be you don't deserve being that you're not good looking or whatever enough to be hit on in that way. I think the takeaway should be people aren't respectful of your boundaries and your relationship. That would be my takeaway.
I mean, that's another takeaway, but I would argue. I mean, it's not like because I think there's like. I've brought him up before, but Thor, the Thor and Bradley. Have you seen these the wood chopping guy?
Yes, I know who that is.
Makes complete sense to me, like why that guy is getting like comments that are like, you are the most gorgeous man I've ever seen. Like all like they're complimenting him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that get comments like that. I get it, because they also like have they make thirst trappy content, right?
Your niceness is the thirst trap though.
Well, that's then comment on my niceness.
No, but that's what's attractive.
So you're saying I'm not physically attractive? Is that what it is? Thanks,
no,
Reagan.
It's
100% your niceness, Jesco. Thank you for affirming what I said. It's not.
I'm trying to fight against your.
Affirmed that I was correct in saying that it's not that I'm physically attractive enough to get those type of comments. It's fully my personality. And I'm okay with it.
I'm never going to help you again. I'm never, ever going to help you because every time I try and say something nice to you, it's turned on me in a way.
No, it was very nice. You said I have a beautiful personality.
That is the sole reason why anybody could ever possibly say something nice about me.
It's a direct result. And I get it. Like, that's how we've talked about that before. When I find someone attractive when their personality is usually the thing that makes them look physically attractive to me. And I get it, you know. That's where we are. That's where we're at. So thank you. You know, some of us weren't
This is all getting deleted, but not from my memory. So think about that. I'm never being nice to you again. It always goes bad. It goes better when I'm mean to you. That's a fact.
I don't know why you're upset right now. I am simply repeating what you said.
That is not how you twisted what I said.
You said, no, people are, they see you because of your personality.
I didn't say solely your personality is the only reason people are attracted to you. I said your niceness is a thirst trap for people.
I guess we'll never know because you won't repost this, so nobody will ever be able to make a judgment for themselves. Welcome to Mr. Pick Me.
This conversation.
What do you want to talk about today on the show, Reagan?
You already know what we're talking about today.
Sports, 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 sports.
USA.
USA.
Misogyny.
Theme song.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
So grab your popcorn, thank me later. Don't want to miss it.
I think that was fun. I think
for
we had a
whom?
Fun. I mean, it was definitely for me. I enjoyed it. I enjoy making you uncomfortable, but like, it's funny.
To whom? To you?
Listen, I think what we've learned today is we don't comment on the other person's personality.
Personality?
Let's keep those comments to yourself, all right? Let's keep any sort of kind words
to
yourself.
I need everyone on the podcast to know, I could say something horrendous to Chesco. I could burn him just horrifically. And he has a better response to that than when I compliment him. I'll compliment you and you just go silent.
Because
like, anyways.
Because when you insult me internally, I'm like, she's got a point. It makes sense in my world that is there. Although there are compliments, though, that are mean. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're whenever, you know, I've at periods of my life, my weight has fluctuated dramatically. Mm-hmm. And when someone, like, when you lose weight and someone says, like, you look so good. You look much better. I'm like, thanks.
Stop.
And I do appreciate it. Like, part of it is, like, I you know, because, like, whatever reason. Maybe I've been working hard, eating healthier, et cetera. I'm like, I do appreciate it. But it still hurt my feelings. Because, like, internally, you're like, anybody that has body dysmorphia issues or any sort of self-esteem issues is like, man, I used to look like shit. And then when someone says, you look so much better, you're like, oh, man, I did look like it. Especially, here's why I think it hits hard. Because I think no matter what you do to get yourself to a more societally standard of beauty, you still don't think you look that good. So when someone thinks you look that much better, it hits that. I think that's where where they don't realize it's totally on you. You can say something nice to other people, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, I still look like shit. And if I look so much better looking like this, then I must have looked, how do people even manage to be in my presence before? That's apologize.
It's like when I like don't wear makeup or do my hair like a lot, and then like especially like when my daughter was young, I gave zero fucks about my appearance, and then like I would put on makeup and have my hair down, and people would be like, "Whoa, like, you look beautiful."
Were you sick last week?
Have you been sick for 2 years?
Have you? Is this how it is? You getting more sleep?
Like, yeah, kind of. Mentally.
You look well rested.
I know. People be like, did you lose weight? Did you change this? I'm like, I took a shower.
I do think a lot of it is, and that's what I try to get at. I think it's a lot of projection on our own part, though, too. Because, like, you should be able to say something nice to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should be able to say, hey, you look nice today, without me being like, well, fuck me in, right? I guess I look shitty all the other days. Because that's not what they meant.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I just thought you looked really nice today.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know that. I mean, I do think there is a case to be made that we shouldn't be commenting on physical appearances of people.
Sure.
especially strangers at any point in time. There's rarely a time, but sometimes it can feel nice too. You know.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know, while we're on the topic of things we shouldn't say, like we shouldn't comment on people's bodies, what else shouldn't, I don't know, the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team do, for example?
I mean, clearly, it is. What's amazing to me is how quickly I went from feeling mildly patriotic to just moments later being angry that we won the gold medal.
It was immediate. Like, I have never seen people lose goodwill so quickly.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, yeah.
Oh. Yuck.
Just like.
Yuck.
That was, I was so close to feeling pride, country pride. For the first time in a long time.
I almost cared about hockey for a minute.
Almost.
Almost. Almost had me.
We're close.
You got to be quicker than that. Oh, my God. So let's talk about what happened. So.
Okay.
We win the gold twice. What's the, can you look up how many years it's been? It was like 54, wasn't it? Something
since,
like that.
Since both have won?
Since the men have won.
Well, no, Miracle on Ice wasn't 50 years. Was that long ago? Because that was the last one, right?
When I don't know. I can honestly say I don't know.
Men's hockey. No, no, because it had to, or maybe, it, I don't know, team win gold.
Look it up.
I'm Googling it. Sorry. I was like, 46 years. So you were right. Close. Wow. I forgot I'm old. I was like,
every episode.
Because I remember the movie about it when I was young. That
so
happened
it was 10 years
before
ago.
Before I was born. Oh, my God.
So, 46 years, and then what? How long since the women's team has won gold? Just look it up.
I'm doing it. Well, gosh.
You're sighing.
They won. Last time they won was 2026.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to – Google's – hold on. Oh, they won back in 2018, so not too long ago.
Because they're fucking great.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I think all the women – haven't, like, the last, like, five Olympics in a row, the women have won the majority of, like, gold and medals overall for U.S.?
You'd have to look that up as well.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm just going to go with it. I think I'm right.
Yeah. I mean, it's what, over 60% women that won gold this year, like, of our gold medals?
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyways, we beat Canada. The men beat Canada, which was, it had been a while for them. Women had, you know, more recently. Yeah,
it's not that big. Women win all the time, you know.
Women win all the time. We're awesome.
Even though it was a bigger feat for the women because they had college players and pro players.
Oh.
Versus the men's team was all pro players.
Interesting.
So, putting it out there that I think it was actually more impressive that the women won.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that I feel like the average age wasn't it 28 on the men's team. They're full grown men. Like they're not young guys. You know, like, we both of us have no fucking clue.
This is great. We were gonna do something else for the show, and on the pre-show, we're like, let's talk about this during. So we did zero prep for this.
Yeah, no facts. All feels.
Yes, 28 years old.
Look at me go. Remembering things I hear. So,
well, 28.4 if you want to be exact.
What?
28.4.
Oh, thank you. So my point is, these are grown men, okay? Mm-hmm. So they win the gold. Now, prior to this, the men's players from the men's team have been speaking so highly of the women's team, and like the women's team went to watch the men play, and there had been such great camaraderie, and they had seemed to be really good, like strong advocates for each other, and like really representing. And then, Cheska, what happens in the locker room? Oh, locker room talk, if we'd like to call it that.
I mean, first off, you have the director of the FBI just out, just
living his fantasies,
partying with the men's hockey team.
down. He literally says, "My friends, my friends."
Yeah. Guys, look at it's my I have friends. We did it. We did this. I was a part of this.
It totally feels like the fantasy of the nerdy guy that's like, oh, yes, now I have power. I can get my way into the locker room. I mean, I saw so many people responding, being like, I guarantee you those guys did not know who this guy was.
Is this the water the water guy?
Because it's like, I don't know, maybe you should be focusing on, like, the Epstein files, mm-hmm. like, all these other very urgent things.
But it's not like there's anything else going on that should have. And that's while that whole, the stuff with the cartels in Mexico was going mm-hmm. on, too. Mm-hmm. Like, literally at the same time.
But let's spend taxpayer dollars, which mm-hmm. I've heard could be upwards of $100,000, to fly him over there mm-hmm. for allegedly meetings. But I question that myself, personally. Yeah. And then he's in there chugging beers and screaming with the hockey players. That's mm-hmm. the start of it. Keep going. Tell us more.
Well, somebody called them to congratulate him. I don't. He sounded drunk.
Satan.
It might have been. I think it was Trump.
Oh.
Called them up to congratulate them.
And I'm sure he said nothing offensive. He was a perfectly respectful to men, women, mm-hmm. everyone.
I mean, you typically with him, I think he's known for his tact and his respect of women.
Well, that's what they said was, you know, their platform has been protecting women in sports. So mm-hmm. I can only imagine the level of respect and protection from the president right. about the women who also won the gold.
Mm-hmm. I think he said, I must tell you, I think we're going to have to bring the women's team. You do know that. So he and I think their reaction was to laugh because that was funny.
It was so funny that it was funny. Have to bring the women that, as well. Who
that they
equally...
also, the arguably more impressive
mm-hmm.
win it was that it's really silly and funny that I guess we're going to have to bring these women too.
The ladies. Ugh. I guess.
So funny.
It's so funny. And then they talk to him. He's like, or I'll be impeached because I love when he jokes about the impeachment
mm-hmm.
as if
mm-hmm.
all of us aren't just begging for the love of God for him to be impeached.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm remembering correctly, yes. Chesco.
Yes.
Two of the players on the men's team, their mother works with the women's team and is actually an icon herself
mm-hmm.
in hockey. The Hughes, mm-hmm. can you look, sorry, look them up. It's the Hughes brothers, but what's the mom's name?
Let's see.
I'm not going to know any of this off the cuff. Jack Hughes and Quinn Hughes are the brother. Just says mom.
Ellen Weinberg Hughes, a former standout multi-sport athlete and ice hockey player for the U.S. women's national team. She's a highly accomplished athlete in her own right with a background in hockey, lacrosse, and soccer.
And she did not call them out, by the way, when she was asked to talk about it. Shocking! A mommy not calling out her precious baby boys?
Come on, Ray, it's just locker room talk. Ugh. Just locker room talk, you know how boys are, you know, these young boys in a locker room.
28-year-olds.
Average.
And Cash Patel.
And fucking director of the, you know how boys are. They can't be held accountable. I believe that's legal, that when you enter a locker room, the doors, you can say whatever you want. Full immunity.
In all seriousness, like, such a canon event for women to have something like that happen. Like men who appear to be your ally or even just your fucking friend. Like, a guy that you thought had your back, when he's around other dudes, say something fucked up, whether that's sexualizing you, talking bad about you, not respecting you, diminishing you in some way. Like, that is an experience that I would say most, if not all, women have had to go through, realizing that these guys don't have your back. And, like, to see that on such a grand scale, after these men were literally publicly being cheered on for how much they support women's sports and how much they support the women's hockey team. Like, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. And then the second they get in the fucking locker room and Trump is on the phone, it's all, ew, women are gross. Yuck. Like, ugh.
It is. It's so weird. Like, I mean, I know it always goes back to, like I've said before, like, I always feel like, I'm not like other guys. You know, when I, like, I played sports my entire life. I've been in locker rooms my entire life. And I've literally never heard, like, that doesn't happen. It reminds me of back when there was, like, the group chat. There was a bunch of guys defending, oh, what I say in my group chat, that can't be held accountable. It's like, what are you fucking saying in your group chats? Yikes. I have my two best friends in the world, aside from you, are two men that I've known for 20-plus years. And we have a group chat with each other that we texted all the time. I would publicly, you know, post that online with no issue. Going back far before I was a content creator, mm-hmm. There's nothing in there that would be like a cancelable take.
A lot of trauma.
Like, that's because I actually have friends who care about me as a person and care about each other. Yeah, because so that I don't have to rely on my wife to be my emotional caretaker and therapist. All the time. Even though we do share with each other, it's a whole other side conversation they were having.
Right,
but,
of course.
But it's like they I don't understand. You have to build a relationship at that point. Like, no, it doesn't randomly happen because it's never randomly happened. No.
That's right? You know what it reminds me of? It's like, have you ever heard a friend or someone you thought was your friend be like, oh my God, so-and-so was talking bad about you. And then you're listening and halfway through you go, why were they so comfortable talking shit about me in front of you? And you realize, oh, clearly you allow that to happen. That's what that's like to me. It's like, there's a reason when you, Chesco, are in the locker room, that's not happening. There's a reason that people don't say fucked up stuff around me. That's very rare that they do. And if they do, they don't like the outcome.
Can I give a side note real quick? Sure. Whenever, because I've had someone tell me, hey, I just want to let you know, so-and-so told me, blah, blah, like they were talking shit about you.
Yeah.
The person telling me, I'm like, I don't trust you now either.
I know.
You just betrayed their confidence. I appreciate it, but also like, okay, so I can't tell you anything either, right? Like that's, right.
I think if people are comfortable saying things around you, then you have behaved in a way, unless it's like the literally first and last time.
Right.
You have behaved in a way that they feel like that's okay.
Right.
And like, I've heard people be like, well, what were they supposed to do? I'm like, stand up for their fucking teammates.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, it's not even just like there was like a, there was a boisterous laughter.
And it's like, because it's like, well, they don't want to be a buzzkill. The buzzkill was the asshole that made the joke. Like, that's not your fault for having any sort of moral compass on what is being what it means to be an asshole. Like, you laughed not because you didn't want to be a buzzkill. You laughed because you thought it was funny, right? Because you agreed with it. That's where we were at.
Yeah, I mean, you're an ally till it's inconvenient. Like, it's just like seeing. It's also just so degrading to these women, these athletes who fought just as hard, who got the same fucking medal, who have done the same practices, who have worked their asses off, thinking they like have these allies, that they're side by side with these guys, that they're respected. And we know how hard women in sports have to fight to be respected, only to have these people that they trusted, who they have been revering for their faith in them and like the ways that they have supported them and stood by them, to see them then that quickly talk shit on them like 12-year-old bullies.
Yeah.
Is so fucking degrading and so awful, and sets the precedent for other people. This is how to look at women's sports. You can be the best team in the fucking world. You can literally be the best hockey team in the world, and the men will still make fun of you and diminish your accomplishments and act like you don't deserve to be places.
Yeah, I feel like people want to pretend like we're far more advanced as a society than we actually are. And that's like even taking into consideration the fact that we have backslid as a society, I think, and a lot in recent memory. But even like the fact that it was a big deal that Alyssa Liu, that she said she wasn't going to like starve herself and that she wasn't like all like the fact her conditions for coming back to figure skating were all like not they weren't like that big of a deal. They shouldn't have been that big of a deal. Let me look it up real quick. Like the
she
list
said
she had,
that they couldn't tell her what she was going to eat. She got to pick her music, and I think she got to pick her outfit.
Yeah, that's it. So, it's like, that's it.
It's basically she wasn't going to starve herself. And it's like, God, look how beautifully she can skate when her body is given what it needs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Imagine giving your body the nutrition it needs.
Mm-hmm.
How great you can skate.
Can we just take a side note and talk about how great she is, though?
She's fucking amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Like, it's just so – I know how much effort goes into it. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know, but I can imagine. And yet she skates so effortlessly. It's like joy on ice. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
I've gotten to the age now where I was like looking at her like, I want my daughter to be that. Like it was like this weird like paternal, and that's kind of creepy to say, but I was just, I don't know if it's creepy or not, but like I was like, all I could think about was like, I want my daughter to feel that comfortable, to be herself, to be able to, and to feel like confident enough that she can say what she needs and to be her best self. Like that's what I want. From my and it's like all I could say, I remember like hearing the whole list of things and I was like tearing up. I was like, that's like so sad that she had to like make very reasonable demands.
Right.
And the only reason she got access to those demands was because she was the best in the world. Or
no,
one
she's
of
so
the,
good.
Because that's the only reason. Because and if she wasn't the best of the best at that level, they would have said no. You know, there've probably been other women that have requested it before and had no said to them. But I don't know. I was just so happy watching. I was like, she's so great. And also, she's from the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay Area, so I was like, in the hometown, girl.
I don't think it's creepy. I think it's actually like appropriate that when you look at her, you're thinking like, oh, my daughter's age. is at a distance. I think it'd be creepy if you're like, I want to date her. That would be creepy.
Yeah, I guess that's a valid point. Yes.
We live in such a freakish world that you're like, is it weird for me to not see her as my peer when she's that much younger than me? Like, no, I think that's actually good.
I thought she was a teenager. I didn't know she was 20.
Oh, she. Well, that still feels.
I mean, that's so. I'm very clearly looking at her in the same way. Like I look at but it's. I thought she was even younger than that. Anyways, that made me. That was one of the highlights. Although this was the least patriotic I think I've ever felt during Olympics. It's the one time a year where I feel like, go USA. I want to see how they do. This is, I mean, for obvious reasons, I think, watching, I was like, it wasn't until like the very end. Like she was the one that got me like, all right, I'm happy for her.
Yeah, I am. I'm happy for her. Yeah, 100%. And then we thought we had it. Like literally, everyone just for a moment was together.
Oh, like, we're breathing. This is happy. Hockey. We have unity.
We love hockey. Hockey's great.
How can we ruin this?
And also, like, I just watched a video with the hockey players. It appears that they were singing the national anthem in a strip club.
I did hear about that. I didn't see the video of it.
I don't know when.
Yeah.
But really representing us well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they were very respectful.
It's like if you're a man, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. Like you can be Cash Patel and be like, "Get me in that locker room."
Well, can you imagine? Like, and I hate, like, sometimes I hate when people say, "Can you imagine this other scenario?" But like any other situation, like they would not if Obama had called up the team and said those words. If freaking, I don't even know who the director of the FBI was back then, because that's how it's supposed to be, right?
I don't want to know
who these people are. I want to know that they're good at their job.
Yes.
If any of the Obama administration was in the locker room drinking. It would have been the biggest fucking scandal ever.
Chesco, I need to remind everyone, one of the biggest fucking scandals for Obama was when he wore a tan suit mm-hmm. and put Dijon mustard. Was it on a hot dog or something? Or a burger?
Mm-hmm.
Those were two of his huge mm-hmm. scandals.
It was out of touch. Your everyday person doesn't wear tan suits and eat Dijon mustard.
Dijon? How dare you? That's yeah. disgusting.
And like, I have legitimate critiques of the Obama administration, the Biden administration.
Of course.
The things I hate about them, I also, the Republicans also do. Like, it's my critiques of American imperialism and yes. capitalism. That are there, but and the reason you don't hear about those things from them with Obama is because they're like, well, yeah, I mean that's the good stuff he did.
It's just crazy, and like now, Melanie Hamlet posted some of it, but that's how I see a lot of things. But mm-hmm. like the athletes are starting to like really push like videos uh-huh. of them with their kids and their wives. Like there's right. clearly a PR spin happening,
right.
and it's like. No, you guys were assholes. Like, stand by it. You guys knew that was getting, like, recorded. You right. saw it. You guys were enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it was funny.
Yeah.
To talk shit about your fellow Olympians. Like, the fellow gold mm-hmm. medal earners. Like, after everything that you fucking said. Like, that, it's just so heartbreaking. Like, I can't imagine being those the women hockey players and finding out, like, mm-hmm. did you see the video?
Mm-hmm.
And then watching these dudes who have pretended to have your back not have your back. And, like, I'm sure no. they're going to act like that's not the case. Like, obviously, the Hughes mommy is saying that that's not the case. But it's, like, I used to want to think that, like, there were times where I would know somebody. Like, I would know the real person. And then they would, mm-hmm. like, try and be cool for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I would date guys and they would act stupid around their guy friends. I was like, well, that's not the real them. The truth mm-hmm. is those are both the real them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever serves them in the moment. So as much as they were, like, those guys with them and their friends, like, they are equally those guys in the locker room. And honestly, I would say how they behaved in the locker room really cancels out a lot of the other stuff they were doing, because you're not really supporting women in sports if immediately you laugh at their expense.
Mm-hmm.
If your celebration is to degrade them.
I don't know. I think based on what I've heard from a lot of – because I didn't grow up around hockey. We talked about this a little in the pre-show. But from all my friends that grew up around hockey, I think they've all pretty much confirmed that this is not a surprising act by the players that were in that room. That they, according, this is me passing on information from what I've heard. I used to think personally, my ranking of douchiest sports players was baseball players. I used to think they were the douchiest. I've always had issues with baseball players. I always thought the most chill guys were basketball players. Granted, I played mostly basketball, so I'm a little intermittent. Football and soccer, it's kind of a mix. Like I knew a lot of good guys and a lot of assholes. So it was, I think that's kind of just human nature with those two sports. Sure. But I always felt like baseball was where I met the most douchey guys.
I dated a hockey player and he was an asshole. He's one of the worst people I dated. And his job was to get people to hit him.
Okay.
Was to antagonize people. Into
I don't know. The Mighty Ducks lied penalty. To me.
The Mighty Ducks,
lied to me. I always thought everyone was like the Mighty Ducks and
Apparently not
like the Hawks.
I don't know.
Adam Cake Eater. Do you know any idea what I'm referring to?
I remember the movie. I don't remember Adam Cake Eater.
Well, he was the villain kid that switched teams because it turns out his house was zoned with the Ducks. And you find out, and he learns a lesson. He's like, these are actually really good guys. I always assumed hockey players are more like the Ducks and less like the Hawks.
That was Hawk behavior.
It was Iceland behavior in the third one. Second one. I don't remember.
Second one?
That was junior. I think second one was Junior Olympics, right?
Whatever.
Where they went once. Iceland.
It was the bad guys.
Yeah.
Iceland.
No offense to our Icelandic listeners.
That's just how we portrayed
this. This is for how the movie portrayed you guys as being very mean at hockey in there.
We're known for kind of doing that, taking a different country, just making them vile.
America? Using other countries?
Back to growing up, the ways, like, and shows that we would absolutely villainize other countries, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I will say the movies that did a good job of villainizing the right people would be Remember the Titans. I think the villains were appropriately villains in that movie. I think Mighty Ducks did the kind of really kind of privileged, really over, you know, wealthy team. I think those are good examples where the hate was well placed, but that was, I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
You're the one that's talking, not me.
I think our U.S. Olympics hockey team is the Hawks.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's what we turned out. We could have had a Mighty Ducks situation. And instead,
we're the Hawks all along.
We're the Hawks. That's all it came down to. We have a whole team of Adam cake eaters.
Except they don't change and they just stay out.
There was no redemption arc.
I guarantee they're going to try and force a redemption arc.
They went to the White House. Like, it's like that. The redemption arc would have been like whoever. There were a couple players that didn't go. Those players.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like five or six players that didn't go. I think those players have started their redemption arc. You know, they're, I don't know.
We looked really bad.
They all look like the same person when I'm watching the video. They're all like white guys with their teeth missing. So, I'm going to have trouble picking them out of a lineup.
Let's hope you never get mugged by a hockey player.
Like, I don't know. I do think there's some validity in like white guys look alike. When I critique the guys online, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, is that me? there's a similar look. I know what's there. I get
it's
it.
Just a mirror. You're like, look at that asshole. Like, oh, come here.
What is it? Like I get it. I don't know. Am I being racist against white people?
You're not white.
I know, but I know what I look like. I'm like, let's be real here.
Anyhow. We can take a couple hits, you know?
Yeah.
We've given enough.
But long story short, what I'm saying is those six guys, I'm going to have trouble picking who they were. Like, they might have been the ones holding the phone and laughing. I'll never know. I could Google their profile pictures or their NHL photos. I'm like,
don't know. I just hate the idea of like the Hughes brothers. Like, you were raised.
Yeah.
By a woman who was like, who's a living legend in the sport. Like, she used to play with the men at one point. Like, it's insane. And you still, like, still growing up that way, seeing it, you still choose to be misogynistic. Like, that's so crazy to me. Like, and then she defends it. So I'm like, okay, well, that explains that.
Right. Hey, misogyny is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug, but it also is like, you know, she had the opportunity to choose. It's a choice. Like, do you support the women's team?
Right.
Or do you support the men and your baby boys? And I think her kind of neutral stance, neutrality can also lean to choosing a side in the sense of, like, there shouldn't be an option for you to just be like, well, that's, you know, boys will be boys, basically. Like, no. You either stand up for the women or you don't. And you chose not to, and I'm sure it's because they're your baby boys. I'm sure they didn't mean it.
But also, I highly doubt any of those, or maybe not, maybe I'm speaking too confidently, or any of those guys feel bad about anything they said.
I don't think they feel bad.
They're surrounded by, they're also going to be surrounded by people that do not care what they said, right? And so it's like there's not this moment like, that was a scandal. Oh, you weren't supposed to be filming that. Then, as far as I know, none of them have apologized. None of them have released statements saying, oh, well, you know, it's just not. Maybe if there have been any, once again, tell us in the comments. But as far as I can tell, in the 5 minutes of prep I did for this show, I have not. Didn't we early on? Maybe this is even before we had our own podcast on one of each other's podcasts. Didn't we have an Olympics episode for the Summer Olympics 2 years ago?
What did we talk about?
Similar, like, sexist shit that was going. I don't remember. I swear we talked about the Olympics.
Was it the volleyball guy?
I don't remember.
The sexual predator, the volleyball.
I think it was. I think that was it. So it's like, I think the issue with modern sport in general is like you are given free range to be shitty human being if you can hit the ball good, right? If you can.
Yeah, but wait a second, Judge. I know that this man killed someone, but have you seen how good he hits the ball?
He has a bright future, right? I mean, not to get serious, though, but like that's also, they do use the justification. I mean, sure. I mean, we're trauma light. We'll still keep it like on that. But like, that's constantly what is used in our society to like justify shitty, and that's going extreme, but like we always justify like, they're young. And it's always like the, back to the group chat thing, when they were like, oh, these are the young Republicans. They were like in their 30s.
I know.
Right. Young like, is at a stretch. At a certain point, you switch from the non-accountability of being too young to being, oh, they were raised in a different era. That's the transition.
Yes.
There's maybe no a 6 month, there's a 6 month gap there. You got to be very careful. Right, about what you say.
For a white guy that's good at sports, there's a 6 months. You better watch it.
Right there, right when you retire, you're not quite old. You're like, they don't care about you anymore.
Yeah, you're not playing. You're not making money.
But it is, that's what happens. It's literally, they go, and it doesn't matter the age. There could be a 35-year-old, and depending on what route they want to go, they're like, well, when he was younger, that was okay. Or, he's just a young guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know why I'm making a New Yorker that's justified what I have to say. You know, the guys defending him, they talk like this.
You know how they are. Well, it's also interesting because, like, the Olympics are such a weird, like its own microcosm, like its own world. Because we'll have that where it's like, everything gets thrown away if you're good at sports. So, like, a guy who was convicted for sexually assaulting a child can play volleyball and can get accommodations. Like, that literally happened. But you'll have the same thing where, like, racism stops existing, like, towards certain people just when they're really good at gymnastics. And then immediately it's back. You know what I'm saying? It's like all these people will be cheering. Like, there were people who are legitimately racist that, like, oh, but for the Olympics and for country, like, you get a pass for a half a second. But then at the same time, they fucking don't, because remember Gabby Douglas. And then you have, like, Simone Biles as well, where, like, people would fucking comment on their hair consistently.
And the second that she didn't win, like, that when she had the issue where she couldn't
when
do
she took
the,
a break.
The – when she took a break, immediately they were like – this is our chance to, like, just shit on everything that she's ever accomplished.
Racist.
The greatest, arguably the greatest athlete of all time across sport, across gender, right? And they were immediately jumped at the chance to just, like, completely, well, she doesn't have the mental fortitude. She needs to be strong. Other people would have gone through. Like, I remember.
They're like, I would have. And you're like, shut up, Gary. Your couch with your beer.
You stub your toe and take the day off work. All right?
Fuck,
like, that's
off.
Not.
It's also like.
Yeah,
she has to do like 4 fucking flips in the air. I think she does actually have to be in the mental place to do so.
Or she could die.
Break her neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shut the fuck up. No, you can't. Like, I hate the armchair. Mm-hmm. The same shit was happening with, what was the skier's name?
Oh, the,
Lindsay
Vonn.
Yeah. Where it was like, people were like, she shouldn't have skated on that. She, like, you will never fucking know, because you will never be in the position. Can you ski at all? Can you run in a line? Can you run for over 30 seconds? Don't tell me what you would or wouldn't do as an Olympic skier who's about to retire. I don't want to hear it, because I can tell you, like, if you know any very good athletes, if it came down to, this is your last run, this is your last Olympics, most of them are going to fucking go for it. Because what would it be like to live with the thought of, could I have done it?
Right. And if she had won, then it would have been like, look at this, she did it. Like, that's what athletes do, Simone. Right, like that, they would have, you know, that's that, but that's the racist bullshit that they would have, like,
it's crazy.
There is no continuity. You can't expect any continuity in hate, right? In any sort of bigotry, any sort of misogyny, any sort of whatever you want to talk about. The continuity is like patriarchy and white supremacy. That's the continuity.
You know what else? we get all this shit going on. And then that one guy, I can't remember where he was from, who was like, he like what won bronze or something or silver, and he was like, yeah, I cheated on my girlfriend. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you? Do you not know about this?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, we have to. Hold on, I'll look it up. This guy was interviewed, and like, and he's basically like, well, this was actually the toughest time of my life because I cheated on my girlfriend.
Yeah, so and Norwegian biathlete Sturla Lagrid made headlines at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan by publicly admitting while in tears that he cheated on his girlfriend shortly mm-hmm. after winning a bronze medal.
Yes! And everyone's like, how did what? I
miss this?
Yeah. And everyone's like, what? And his ex is like, ew. Like, why would you say that? And it's like, it's so egotistical. And then the guy who won gold is like, okay, well, fuck me, I guess. Like, no one's talking about right. me winning.
Did he think, like, that the bronze would justify it?
I don't know. He was like, I just feel really
bad. Says he was trying to get her to win her back.
Yeah, it was like, I think he thought, if I just confess this,
I don't know. I think publicly humiliating both of you by admitting that you cheated on her is not, I'm not a relationship expert, but typically, I would think that's not going to go well in your favor.
Oh my God. It's like, if this would never have happened to me, mm-hmm. but if I would have dated a dude that cheated on me, and like, I think it was while he was at the Olympics. Like it was around that time. Like, if I would be like, oh my God, your ex is in the Olympics. You're like, oh God. And then they say, I cheated on her. Like, why? Why would you do that?
Now will you take me back, baby?
Like, she's going to come out of nowhere and be like, I've been waiting for you.
I wasn't going to before, but the public confession and the maybe if you'd won silver. Maybe if you won silver, but
this is a gold house space, yeah. So I'm going to pass. It's like, what the fuck? Like, why mm-hmm. men do this? Like, why? It's wild behavior.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, amazing response. Have you seen Eileen Gu? Is that her last name? She competes for China, but she was born in San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah. Her responses are like incredible.
Yeah. Dude, I'm class.
Like, I'm like, and it's like, I love it because like you get the stereotype of like the dumb athlete all mm-hmm. the time, which by the way, as a teacher, some of the smartest students I've ever had have been like the best athletes on the team.
Of course.
Because there is a correlation, I think sometimes, but you always get the stereotype of it. Anyways, but she like, I am so enamored every time she speaks. I'm like, this is mm-hmm. brilliant. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. If she says anything terrible in the future, I apologize. But as of now, all I see, I'm like, you are so fucking smart.
Speaking of misogyny, there was a guy that was asking her a question.
The silvers.
And he was basically like, you got two silvers. Does that actually feel like you lost two golds or had two failures? And she's like,
No.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the most decorated. Like, no, dude. Like, that's a really stupid question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you say that to me? Like, because in what world would that have been said to a man?
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
I think my favorite thing about it was like, she didn't say, are you fucking stupid? But it was there. That was in the word. And like, she said it incredibly articulate in how like while also respecting athletes, respecting, like, it was like this amazing response that was just like, but the undertone was, what the fuck are you thinking asking that question?
He asked if it was two golds lost. I said, I'm showcasing my best skiing. I'm doing things that quite literally have never been done before. Mm-hmm. So I think that is more than good enough, but thank you. I'm the most decorated female free skier in history. Mm-hmm. I think that's an answer in of itself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bitch. No, she's not the bitch. He's the bitch. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, you're the most decorated free skier in history. Do you think it was two golds lost? Like, sir, you get up and do 10 push-ups, please. Honestly. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. Like, you just got to bring down a woman. Clearly, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you cheat on your wife? Do you want to make a confession?
Well, good thing she didn't win bronze, though. She might have cheated on her partner. I don't know.
No, It's no. so bizarre. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's always been like this, but damn, these Olympics have been so weird.
I do think we're it probably has. It's probably been worse, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think, but we're more aware of it because of social media and like
yes.
how much of a chokehold social media has on our society. It's the same thing like why we see. It's like we're just discovering now, quote unquote, not us, but like people are just discovering like how violent police officers can be. How sure. like and a lot of it has to do with like just our access to information.
Right.
When people are like, we've been talking about this
right.
for fucking decades
right.
about what this has been going on. But and it happens with so many things. We're like this brand new breaking thing. One thing that does, this is another tangent right here, that does annoy me is like there will be a study that finally confirms the thing that people have been saying for a long time. And mm-hmm. I used to share, like, I used to, a lot of my stuff online used to be sharing cool studies that I was mm-hmm. Reading, but I stopped doing it because I got so annoyed by everyone in the comments being like, yeah, everyone fucking knew that already. I was like, I know. I'm saying this is cool that we have data that confirms.
It's data!
This is important. Like, we can't, because if we don't have the data, then people will just be like, well, that's just your opinion.
Right? Then
that's
some like, asshole on a podcast would be yeah. like, well, what's the stat on there?
Yeah, what is the, was there, has there even been a study? That's anecdotal. It's anecdotal. I'm like, no.
Now, let me tell you an anecdote.
Yeah. And I feel like I sound mean, but like I get why people would be like, yeah, that's what we've been fucking saying.
Yeah, sure, of
course. For all this. I fully understand the energy. But like I wasn't saying
this is new information.
What? Like I shared a thing on like online gaming about like how women are treated in online games, right? And this is and it was I got yelled at by so many people. And I was like, no, I'm saying
I'm with you.
I'm saying this is But this is like, I'm happy that somebody took it serious enough.
Yeah, you do a video that's like, did you guys know this?
Yeah, I'm like, did you guys?
You didn't actually.
You'll never guess this. I discovered that women are treated like shit in online gaming. I discovered it. Me, Chesco, a man, was
Ladies,
the first
let me explain a video
to
game.
Figure out that women are treated poorly in online.
And I want
internet.
Credit for that. I want credit for that.
But also, I've learned on the other side, there. I remember early on when I was online, I would because I knew I didn't want to respond and be like look like an asshole. So I just took it. I know how my RSD, you know, or rejection sensitive dysphoria, will kick in with a critique immediately. I'm like, even if it's somebody that like. I know I don't respect, like, they're a shitty human being. Like, the guy, if it's one of the guys that I'm critiquing in a video and they respond, like, fuck you, dude. I'm not gonna, that doesn't hurt me as bad. But when it's somebody, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, why do you not like what I said? I didn't mean, and it takes, I try not to respond to stuff for a day because then after 24 hours, then I'm like, oh no, that's a fucking valid critique. Like, everything you said there was, you're right. It does sound like that. And that's my fault for not doing a better job, as opposed to why aren't you like the immediate reaction? And this is why I've talked about before. The immediate reaction for most people is going to be like, "How fucking dare you?" Like, because you're like, "I was doing something nice, right?"
Right.
But the reality is, the context of the world matters. The context of the discussion matters. The history of this discussion, Matt. And you can't take the video in a vacuum.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but do you ever get comments that are like so out of left field that you're like, what? Like,
on the
internet? I mean, I had somebody that was like, I did a video, it was some serious topic, and it was just like, you know, you can see like, mm-hmm. from chest up, and then like you can see my hands moving in the frame. Mm-hmm. It was like, well, once I've had people be like, you're either autistic or you have ADHD, and I was like, okay, calm down, don't diagnose me. Mm-hmm. But this one person was like, blah blah blah, like commenting normal stuff, and then was like, also you have a connective tissue disorder, and then kept talking. I was like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And then I said, what does that mean? And then the next person's like, oh, it's because of the weird way your hands hyperextend. Right. I was like, okay, stop. But it's true. I'm hypermobile,
which is
and I've loose
very
joints.
Common in the autistic community, by the way. It's a co-occurring disease.
Well, I have loose joints, like all my joints go out of place, and a little some hypermobility. But I just had someone comment.
Wait, show me your thumb. Is it straight or is it a? Somebody said that's like you can tell like.
It's my hands.
I don't think
too.
That's true though. I don't because mine does go that way, but I'm not hypermobile. So.
Oh well, sometimes they go really far back. Yeah. But I had one today where somebody was like, "Why are you talking to us like English isn't our first language?" And I was like, "I don't know.
What did I say? Like, what specifically did I say that made you feel that way?"
Yeah. Those are the comments that haunt my dreams because I'm like. What does that mean?
Yeah, I do love that. One of my favorite things, I always respond to people. I'm like, please tell me specifically what I said. I need to know what I did. Like, what did I do? Like, even if it's an asshole that you get, like a guy that's like,
sure.
you hate men, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, where did I say it? I need to know. But I do care about, like, I want to reach the guy, like I do want him to listen to what I'm saying in that video.
Sure.
And so I'm like, what did I say? And like, sometimes it's a trick to get them to listen to the video again. And I'm like, show me what I said. And I'm like, well, it's not this video. I'm like, then why are you comment on this? This is the video you said I did it.
I've had that happen where they say something I disprove, and they're like, well, not that, but still. So you're admitting you made something up.
Yeah. Well, all your videos, you fucking hate. All men. I'm like, I hate shitty guys. I hate guys like you. It's definitely you. The reason it might feel like an attack is because it absolutely was an attack on you. And I hope you feel bad about it. God.
Yeah.
Hockey, am I right?
The funny thing is, like, I was so quickly, because, like, I'm going to be the last to get on board a train if it's related to sports. Mm-hmm. So I had just been like, yeah! Then I'm being right. Like, oh, God.
There have been two of those moments. I think we talked about this before. Maybe it was in a pre-show where I went from, like, this super high to super low that quick. One was this one. Going from like, we did it. We did it. Miracle on Ice 2. We got to seeing that and being like, oh, fucking hell. And the other one was after Bad Bunny's halftime show.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm so hyped. I'm like emotional watching this show. And then immediately to that Eat Real Food commercial that was like, what the fuck is, what is that?
Mike Tyson was like, I was a fucking fat ass or something. You're like, whoa!
What is happening? Why are you yelling? Why are you being so weird? But it was
horrible.
Because I think it was the first commercial that followed. Like that, I feel like that had to be like strategic. They're like, haha! You're not gonna fucking like this. Don't you feel good about yourself and life and like feel emotionally connected to the world? No, I want you to feel like shit about yourself. Those were my
crazy.
Two. Immediate like highs. I can't keep doing it, Reagan. I can't keep having those highs, and it's happening a lot too in life in general. It's very hard to deal with.
I mean, it's also like any guy ever, like I'm like I'll talk about a star for some and I'll be like, oh, I liked this that they run, and I was like, oh, let me check. Oh no.
Yeah.
He's got a history. Like anyone, because you're like, oh no, you're an asshole. I just realized
it is going through my mentions on like TikTok will be this high because it'll be like, check out this awesome person. I'm like, oh wow, that is really sweet. Check out the worst person on earth. Oh god, that is. Check out the stitch of somebody sharing this really cool addition to what I wrote. That's amazing. Check out the stitch of saying why I'm a fucking cuck simp who hates everyone who's. I can't look at them. I have to be in the right mental state to look at my ads.
It's crazy.
It's so bad.
I had a mention and I was like, oh.
What's this about?
And this guy had like cut up one of my videos and like had added like devil horns
onto
my head, and it was like, and put my voice through. through a filter that like made me so demonic. And I was like, what the hell? He had just literally, and then he just like, it was like a, went to a black screen of him just ripping my house to shreds, clearly speaking into like a iPhone headphone mic. And I was just like, what is this? It felt like I was on Criminal, it was a Criminal Minds episode and you were finding the serial killer's like manifesto.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, and then I just tried to get TikTok to take it down because it like literally was like idiot and like had devil's horns. It was crazy. And they're like, we don't see anything wrong with this. Of him ripping your video and saying this fucked up stuff about you.
It's like when people like will ask, like, don't you get tired of making this kind of content? Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah. I really would like to not make this content at all. And there's just so much, like, I remember, like, because I've been fact checking a lot lately. That's like a big, like, I'm like,
before
I used to be just making fun of like these bad takes and stuff. But now I've been like, because there's been a lot, I don't know if it's just the algorithm showing me these really bad interpretations of studies. And so I'm like, well, that's not true. It's so infuriating. And it's like, I also would love, and I remember somebody was like, well, you wouldn't have a follower. You wouldn't make any money online if you weren't for these videos. I'm like, I don't know how to tell you this. The amount, like my most viral videos are my apolitical, stupid
Hello Kitty content
video. Yeah. All of that is the stuff. If I wanted to make the most money possible online, it would not be talking about this shit.
Right.
But like, there's not enough people doing it. And it's so frustrating. I'm like,
so it's also like, we'll never know because I'll stop talking about it as soon as they stop doing it. Mm-hmm. Like,
why do you always choose guys to respond to? I don't know. Kyle, because my feed is full of fucking dudes taking these horrible takes online. Do you have some women also making these takes? Send them my way. I'll happily respond to some internalized misogyny on and it does. I do respond to Pearl sometimes, or I'll respond to.
What's the point?
No, but it's not like I don't. It's just like the reality is, I'm also upset that I am fed thousands of videos from different Manosphere red pill creators pushing misinformation and misogyny and bigotry. Mm-hmm. I also wish I didn't have a backlog of 300 videos from ranging from Andrew Tate to Scott Galloway, right? Mm-hmm. That are all pushing the same, they're all saying the same thing. It's all the same information, but packaged in a different way. I too wish I didn't have to do or didn't feel this fucking urge to like correct information at all. Ugh.
Going through my feed is a nightmare half the time. It's just like, I'm like, I'm in a good mood. I get on there for 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, the world is fucked. Never mind. Right. I'm going to go cry actually. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We would all love to not have our feeds be full. And it's like, obviously we engage with it. We comment on it. Like, that's why our feed is full of it. But it's like, it's also the reality of what's going on. And ignoring it doesn't make it go away.
Yeah.
Talking about it does help it go away.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, if somebody is not saying it, like, and it's not, you don't, there needs to be a bunch of us doing it, right? Because I'm only going to reach a 1% of people. You're only going to reach a percentage of people. Another person's only going to reach. You have to have a whole coalition of people that are willing to respond to this bullshit, or else it runs rampant.
Agreed.
Anywho, so here we are. We're doing our part with this podcast,
talking about the Olympics,
and we're thankful for all of you for being here as we kind of just do our. This was more on topic this week than last.
What did we what was I was dying laughing editing. What were we talking about? We're talking about our style or lack thereof. I was weeping editing that because we just started going on a tangent.
I think last week was a good palate cleanser of
nothing real
serious.
Chesco, I'd like you to describe the current shirt you have on.
I am wearing a pink alpha male t-shirt with a pony on it, with a cartoon pony
on it. A unicorn!
Unicorn, sorry.
And a rainbow.
Unicorns aren't real, Reagan. It's a pony with a horn.
How How dare you? Don't you tell me. Don't you mansplain unicorns to me.
By the way, when I bought this shirt a couple years back, my now 5-year-old back then, she would put it on because she liked it was pink and there was a unicorn on it. So she'd walk around with this alpha male shirt on. She wore it like a onesie. Like she'd often wear, this was like her pajamas like a bunch of nights because she thought it was so. She's like, look, it's my pink unicorn shirt. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Alpha male. Well, she does have alpha vibes. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. She did beatbox in a video I sent you in a talent show.
I was not prepared.
Yeah, I wish.
I was not prepared.
I don't people understand. Like, I wish I could post my kids online and feel like such strong urge to protect them from the shit that we have to deal with on the internet. And until they're old enough to actually give permission for it, because the gold I have hidden away on this phone.
Just hilarious. It, like, both of us, yeah. Our kids are so funny.
Yeah.
They're just so funny.
Yours is adorable, but too.
I know. Anyhow. She's such a cutie, but I can't do it. Won't do it.
Won't do it.
Especially because what we've seen on the worst. I know. That's why. Like, we know how bad it is. We're like, no, pass. No thanks. Well, friends, thank you for joining us here for our episode. We were
sorry
on
if
topic.
I was sorry if I was wheezing again during this. I am still going through some asthma issues. I do have a new inhaler on the way. Second week in a row.
A little bit of wheezing in there. Yeah. I do cut out some of the wheezing.
I appreciate that. So if you hadn't noticed, I appreciate that. And if you want to pretend like you didn't notice, I also appreciate that.
Okay, friends. We will have the giggles out. We will see you next week. Check out the Patreon. Yes. Check out our socials.
Full bonus episode of nonsense every week.
And next week, I will be out of town, so I don't know what Jisco's going to do.
We'll find out. We'll see what happens.
You might not see anything.
You might not see us, or if I get around to it, we'll have a different show.
Well, different show.
I mean, like,
he's going to rebrand while I'm gone.
Rebrand to a new show while you're gone.
Right after we get a new theme song, we rebrand. Rebrand.
I am like launching a YouTube show. Maybe I'll force myself to do an episode of it, and it could be like a preview of what I'll have on my it'll be like a mini podcast next week. I don't want to. I'm going to promise it. No, fuck it. That's what we're doing next week. We're going to have a preview of my new YouTube show, All Ears.
Don't make yourself a lie. All Ears is what it's called? That's good. That's good. Well, now you have to do it. Now you're either going to prove yourself to be a truth teller or a liar.
It's true. And everyone's going to hate me.
I know that.
More than
they
normal.
Already do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye. Well, I love you, everybody.
Bye. Bye.